I remember the first night we moved here. I remember sitting in, because it was obviously, we're quite countrified here. I remember sitting in the garden with my husband, and it, there was absolutely no sound. And we were just like, oh my goodness. It was completely quiet. So again, that was lovely, but we also had to get used to that. So we have now, though.
So talk to me about Higgledy-Ink then.
Well, I spent one afternoon sitting down and thinking about what I needed to call my company. And I've always had a very higgledy way of drawing. I love drawing in pen and ink. And I just put the words together. And that one was the one that stuck to me the most. And it felt like me, basically Higgledy-Ink. So not a fan of straight lines. You know, I just love a little bit of chaos, to be quite honest. But in my own type of way.
What's your favourite medium to work with?
Okay, so I have lots of mediums that I work with. I love working in pen and ink, but I also love lots of colour. So I like to draw in pen and ink, put lots of pastel over the top, and maybe even put some paint. But I also work digitally, again, in a higgledy way, with my lines, expressive, with lots of colour.
And you draw animals, is that right?
I started down that line in 2016 and it's sort of just grown from there. I love to draw pets. I came from a family where we had lots of pets all the time, so I had plenty to draw when I was younger. But I started doing them back in 2016. My family and friends always had lots of pets too, plus we had two dogs. So I've always had lots of models around me, very keen models sometimes. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So what I will do is if a customer would like a pet portrait, they come to me and they will talk to me about their pet or their friend's pet. And I like to know about their personality, the relationship between them and the pet before I do any drawing or compositions or anything. And then colour is another important part of it. So when a customer comes to me, I make sure that I have the description, the personality, and then we will talk about colours. And then I will put together composition ideas, which I send over to them, and I won't do any artwork until that's signed off. And then I create. My idea of outcome is to make the customer cry, which happens quite a lot. So tears of joy, obviously. But, you know, obviously, having lost a pet myself recently, it is obviously a lot of emotion involved.